Please help me to welcome
Amen.
Bishop.
Woo!
Tapelo tsaruna Dita Yoluhela Odiho
Oda
Tapelo Tapelo Sarona Dita Hosanna,
Hosanna, Hosanna,
Heavenly Father, once again, anoint your servant. Cause my words not to fall to the ground. Grant me clarity of speech tonight. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
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 Amen. Le gadu la face.
Thank you.
Ya lebo.
Why believers are not winning souls? Believers these days are no longer winning souls. Why? I will give you six reasons why we are no longer evangelizing. Why the evangelists are no longer evangelizing? Some evangelists are starting churches. They have moved away from their calling and now they are grounded in the church. Why Christian leaders and workers in the church no longer evangelizing?
Why
lay people don't reach out to their world? Six reasons. Number one, believers do not love God anymore with all their hearts. The reason why we are no longer evangelizing, we don't love God as we used to love Him. Matthew 22:37. Jesus replied, "You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul and your mind." Verse 39.
A
second is equally important. Love your neighbor and yourself.
le ya bobedi e botlhokwa e re rata mo agishani wa gago bya le ka ga o ithata.
Because we no longer loving God as we used to with all our heart, we don't love the neighbor.
Ka gore ga re sa rata modimo ka dipelo tsa rena ka moka, a re sa rata ba agishani ba rena.
I have never seen a person who loves himself loving others.
A senke ke bone motho wa go ithata a rata ba bang.
They are competing. Because they're so soaked in themselves. But anyone who loves God, the love he gives to the Lord, he will give to neighbor. That's why we are no longer evangelizing. That's why
we
are no longer reaching out. We don't love God. If we love the Lord as we claim we do, we were going to love the lost and introduce them to this God that we love. If we love the Lord, we will obey the Great Commission. The love of God. It's no longer as it used to be. It is seen in how we are so self-focused. If we fear the Lord as we should, we will fear man. We will not fear man who can kill the body. That's number one.
Samatom.
Number two.
Sabubedi.
Why we are not reaching out? We either do not understand or don't know the terror of God. We don't understand or don't know the terror of God. That's why we are not evangelized.
2
Corinthians 5 verse 10. Knowing the terror of God, I persuade men. I persuade, I preach, I push, I force. Knowing the terror of God, I reach out to people. I persuade sinners to know him. Because I know the terror of God. Your unsaved mother, she's going to hell. Your husband whom you love without Jesus, he's going to hell. God will take the man that he created in his own image and cast them into the lake of fire and say, I have done right. And says, I have done the right thing. Your friend, without Jesus, if he died, hell is his hell bound. Because we know the terror of God. We know what lies ahead of unbelievers. We're gonna reach out to them. But because either we don't know it or we no longer convince as we used to. That's why we're not reaching. When we understand what lies ahead of unbelievers, what is at stake for them, if you understand it, we will persuade them.
Romans 9 verse 2.
My heart is filled with bitter sorrow and unending grief. For my people, my Jewish brothers and sisters. I wish I would be forever cursed or cut from Christ so that I will save them. They will be saved. Let me paraphrase. Let me just summarize this verse. Great apostle says, I wish I would be rejected. I would be cursed. So that I would reach out my people.
If I would be
thrown away and they are received, it's okay. Because he knows the terror of God.
Amen.
Then 1 Corinthians 9 verse 16. Yet preaching the good news is not something I can boast about. I am compelled by God to do it. How terrible for me if I didn't preach the good news. King James says, "Oh, unto me if I don't tell it." Because responsibility, necessity has been put and given unto me. Woe unto me if I don't do it. If I don't do it. Woe unto me.
Amen. Woe unto me.
Why are we no longer reaching? We've forgotten. We no longer knowing the terror of God. That those that I'm living with, if they die without Jesus, they are hell bound. Number 3. Why are we not winning souls? Why are we not reaching out? Why? It's because we are preoccupied by the blessings, success, good life, building houses, and making money. Why are we no longer reaching out? We're busy with good life. We are busy pursuing good life. Next degree, next car. We working on this thing. We are preoccupied by this thing. God wants us to have these things. God wants us to have all these things. But we have relegated soul winning to the background. Let me get the next thing. Let me get the other thing. I will attend to it. I may attend to it. Good life has toppled soul winning. Noah's generation, they were kept away from entering the ark by good things.
But
and they were given to marriage. They were building. Read the Bible. That's why 120, they couldn't enter. They were busy with the good life.
Baba 120, baba letso ko tsena ka ne ba iketlile ka bophelo.
They were not drinking. They were not kept away by evil good things.
Baba ba tlusitse ke dilo tse di bobo tse di botse.
That's why we are no longer witnessing. We are preoccupied.
Really busy.
And Jesus said, follow me. They said, let me go bury. Let me go test my pools. I will come and follow. I just got married. Let me go honeymoon. Jesus Jesus, I want to come, but I'm still busy. They are not sinning. They are not doing evil. We are kept away by good things. That's why we are not witnessing. We don't love God as we used to. Number 2, we either don't understand or don't know the terror of God. Number 3, we are preoccupied by blessings. By the blessings. Number 4, we lost excitement about the salvation of our souls. That's why. we lost excitement about the salvation of our souls. I cannot be enthusiastic about winning other people's souls if I'm not excited about my own
soul.
Songs of Solomon 1 verse 6. Songs of Solomon.
Songs of Solomon.
1 verse 6.
1 verse 6.
Look not upon me because I am black. Because the sun hath looked upon me.
He says has turned me.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then it says, they made me a keeper of other people's vineyards, but I have not kept my own vineyard. They made me to look after others, but I've not looked after my own. Hey. What a sincere admission by Solomon.
Hey, ke admission e ka kang ka Solomon.
He's saying,
ore,
how will I keep other people's vineyard if I cannot keep my own?
Ke tla khona beng go tlokomela ditshimo tsa ba bang ke sa gone go tlokomela yaka.
If I'm no longer taking good care of my salvation, my soul.
Ke tlokomela pholuso yaka moya waka.
Who's the next soul? Why bother about? What will make me bother about others? If I can't look after my own soul. Emmanuel Assembly.
Emmanuel Christian Church.
Don't neglect your soul. Your salvation. Don't neglect it. If you do, you will neglect others as well. If you don't attend seriously the matters of other souls, of your own soul, you will not attend other matters of other souls. If you don't treat your own soul as valuable, as important, your own salvation, as valuable, important, what more for others? That's why we're not winning souls. We're no longer excited about the salvation of our souls. We're no longer talking much about the day I was born again. When I just got saved, we used to sing a song. I remember the day when I was born again. I was singing glory, hallelujah. Great day, great day when I was born again. And then we say, Monday, those who got safe on Monday, they stand up. It was a great day when I was born again. It was a great day. When I was born again, it was a great day. When I was born again, it was a great day. When I was born again, Tuesday. Great day. Now listen to me. We were excited about the salvation of our souls. But today, we want prophecies about a lot of things. That's why you are not winning souls. There are three scriptures that move me to win souls. The first one is Hebrews 2 verse
3.
How shall you escape if you neglect such a great salvation? Not salvation, great salvation. How shall we escape if we neglect great salvation? You need to recognize salvation is great. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible does not say, how shall you escape if you reject it? No. But if you neglect it. Neglect. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you are careless about it. If you treat it as unimportant something. This great salvation. It gets me moving. Another scripture is Philippians 2 verse
12.
Work out your own salvation with trembling and fear.
Amen.
If I'm not working on my own salvation, I'm too casual about it, I will do the same with the saving of other souls. The third one is James 1 verse 21. It reads, wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness. Receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your soul.
Lelatlhe botlhola bohle le bobe le amogeleng ka boikokobetse molaetsa wo modimo a o gashitsego ka go lena.
If I'm no longer dining, I'm no longer. I'm no longer dining, I'm no longer eating, I'm no longer in the way that is able to save my soul, then I will not attend to other souls. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Number five. What? Five. Why are we not winning souls? We lost the joy of salvation. The joy of salvation causes us to reach out and to witness to other souls to experience what we are experiencing. The day we lose the joy of salvation, we are on decline to lose passion for the souls. We can all remember the day we got saved. We wanted to tell everyone that we came in contact with. We phone people, hey, I'm saved. We had the joy of salvation, which was our strength. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But when we lose the joy of salvation, we start to struggle to win souls. Soul winning becomes hard. No joy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We become ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ to share it with others. The joy of salvation. When I turned
50,
I went to four senior leaders, pastors in Mamelodi. I went to Pastor the late Ntuli of Assemblies of God. I said, you've been a pastor of one church for more than 50 years. I'm turning 50 today. Please lay hands on me. I want that longevity. I want that stickability. Then I went to the late Bishop Pitsi.
Kayako Bishop Pitsi.
He was a Nathaniel of our day.
Yena ine ili Nathaniel wa micheng ya
biyane. He was a righteous man.
Ube ili munna wa holuka.
A pure man.
O asinambu soji.
I said, I'm 50 today. Here's an offering. Here's my seed. Please pray for me. I want your righteousness. Transfer. Then I went to this one. That's why I'm telling you this story. Reverend Joseph Chauke.
Reverend Joseph Chauke.
The late Chauke. He was an evangelist who was preaching in schools. I said, I'm turning 50 today. Here's an offering. I want your joy. I've never seen a joyful man like that one. Reverend
Chauke.
Even when he was still 81 years, he was still going to preach in schools. The joy of salvation. He never lost the joy. Never lost the joy.
He never lost the joy. He never lost the joy.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why we are not with no joy, no joy. We are just performing. We are just obligated, obligation.
Hey, what can we say?
No joy, no joy. Because the joy I have, the joy I'm feeling, I want others to have it. When you are full of the joy of salvation, nothing will deter you to win souls. Let me read this one. Five more minutes, I'm done. Psalm 51.
Verse 12.
Restore unto me the joy of salvation. That's what many of us know, but we don't know verse 30. We know verse 12. Verse 13 says, restore the joy of salvation. Then I will tell people, I'll preach to transgressors. I will tell them about your ways. You see, once you have the joy, you want to warn people. The joy of salvation.
Le thabo la pholosho.
He says, I will teach transgressors your ways.
Ke tla ruta ba tshela molao ditaba tsa gago.
Sinners shall be converted unto you.
Ba dira dibe ba tla sokologela go wena.
Not when I don't have joy.
E seng ga ke sena le thabo.
But when the joy of salvation has been restored unto me,
re le thabo la pholosho le tsosolositswe mo go nna,
I will teach and preach.
Ke tla ruta karera.
The Apostle Paul won the world to Jesus under severe persecutions.
Amen.
Under martyrdom. Still, preached. What pushed him? Joy!
The Bible says,
and they counted joyfully suffering for Jesus.
Amen.
They were happy that they are beaten up. They were happy that they are suffering for Jesus.
Joy.
Many of you don't have joy. That's why you are going for
happiness.
I must get some, the next thing, to boost my feeling, good feeling. Because happiness revolves around happenstances. That's happiness. But joy is from within. It pushes you. Nehemiah, how were you able to complete the walls under persecution? The joy of the Lord is my strength. Nehemiah said.
Nehemiah urile.
The apostles were excited that they were beaten up. And they said, for we are bearing the marks of Jesus. They were so joyful. But many of us are ashamed. Let me close. Number what?
Six.
Why are we no longer winning souls?
This
is a killer one. This one. This is boss number one. Why are we no longer winning souls? We are no longer waiting for the return of Jesus. The coming of Jesus is out of the equation. That's why you are no longer winning. So, we are no longer waiting for him.
Jesus.
Hey, Jesus. If you are waiting for Jesus' return, you didn't want to live alone when he comes. If you know he's coming, do you want to go alone? You're gonna tell others and get them on the train station. He's about to come. Jesus, so coming of who? Jesus.
Hey, what are man, Jesus?
If you and I are really convinced that Jesus is coming for us,
sure.
We will plan on getting others ready.
Rena reka ikemisetsa gore re lukise ba bangwe.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When the rapture is out of sight, we no longer see Jesus coming. When the rapture is out of sight, it is far-fetched. We will not witness and win souls. If we know he's coming. If we know he's coming. We would want to go with our friends. We would want to go with our neighbors. We want them to join that heavenly choir. We are leaving this world. He can come anytime. That is why we are not winning souls. I pray for you today. That the love of God will be rekindled, will be restored. We will love him more and more. We used to sing a song that says, when I first fell in love with Jesus, I gave him all of my heart. I couldn't know that I can love him more than at the start. But now I look over the mountains and the valleys that I've been. And then I love the verse. It says, I keep falling in love with him over and over and over and over again. I keep falling in love with him over and over and over and over again. The Lord gets sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. Oh, what love between my Lord and I falling in love with him over and over again. Over and over again. Jesus!
Yes, so.
Oh, hallelujah!
Amen.
The Bible says, he that loves him, to him he is beautiful. He that loves Jesus.
Yo arata go Jesu.
To him Jesus is beautiful. So beautiful. So beautiful. So beautiful. Jesus, you're beautiful to me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Just love Jesus.
Rata Jesu fela.
Just love the Lord.
Rata Morena fela.
Know his terror. Know the terror of God.
Poifo ya Mudimo.
And you will want people to evade the terror of God.
Amen.
Let's bow our heads and pray.
Arina misendi tlhogo re rapela.
Thank you, Jesus. La pecheli kona gunesima ebu kone ni bake gunen chabu lo ikamana keisi pepelo sam. He olawa zithathe
amandla kaJehova.
He olawa zithathe. He will. 1987. Evangelist Reinhard Bonnke was preaching at Hatfield.
Evangelist Reinhard Bonnke obe arera.
At Hatfield Church.
For Hatfield Church.
It was a missions conference.
In the early conference, he had the mission.
He preached powerfully.
Arera gamata.
And then he made an altar call.
Abita pizzo.
I want to make that altar call today. He said, those who want to go and be witnesses,
come forward.
Come receive the power. And he was shaking the head. I went forward. He prayed. From that prayer, I answered the call to mission field that day, 1987. No, it was 1986. I'm sorry.
1986.
September.
That's September.
Then 1987.
That 1987.
In April.
That April.
No, sorry, in June.
That June.
I said, I'm going.
Karikiaya.
Then Reinhard Bonnke, after prayer, he said.
Reinhard Bonnke, kamora gore antapele le urile.
He looked at everybody there.
A lebelela batho ka moka mo.
There was high parama at the time.
No na le high parama ka nako yeo.
He said.
Are.
Tomorrow. Go to High Parama, buy briefcase and go.
High Parama, lireke di briefcase, litsamaye.
And I heard him.
Ke mokwele.
I went.
Katsamaye.
Maybe you are here.
Motlhomongwe gona mo.
You are not a goa.
Asu wena wa go ya.
You are a tarry. You are the stayer. You are a tarry.
O wa go dula.
We want to put the gospel shoes on your life to go. Wanna pray for boldness to be a witness today. Tonight. In Jesus' name. Raise your right hand. Thank you, Father. Many of these that are raising their hands, they've been equipped.
Amen.
They've been reached. They've been empowered.
Amen.
They have a call.
Amen.
Today, we unlock that. We release them now.
Amen.
We say, go!
Amen.
Be filled with boldness.
Amen.
Restore the joy of salvation.
Amen.
Reveal unto them once again in their hearts the terror that awaits those who are rejecting Christ.
Amen.
We speak a release tonight. In the name of Jesus. The righteous are bold as lions.
Amen.
As you step out, all that you need shall accompany you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I thank you, Father.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Be seated. Let me greet the angel of the house. Be greeted. Let me greet the wife. In Jesus' name.
Can you maybe say Apostle Lily, Reverend Mama K?
Thank you for inviting me. In Jesus' name. glad to meet the Archbishop.
And
of course, our friends from Limpopo. And my cameraman, my son, right there, Pastor Shamba Sithole.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What a great church, what a great conference.
Conference.
For those watching on Facebook, YouTube.
Facebook, YouTube.
We are coming live from Pretoria, capital city of South Africa. I'm preaching from the first black church in the city.
Right here.
All these other churches, they found this church here. You broke the ground for everybody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank God for the great work you are doing, Pastor. And we love you. Admire you. May the Lord continue to bless you. And my book. 25 sermons. Evangelistic 25. One of them says, too close and yet too far.
Powerful.
I preach these sermons in the funerals. Now you think I'm a preacher? Come and hear me in the funeral. I have some of my members. They love me in the funeral than in
church.
If you want to hear me, put cops here. These ones from funeral. Evangelistic. This one. So, thank you, my apostle.
And
I open this conference. Greater glory will come.
Amen.
More people will come.
Amen.
Great things will happen here.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you.